Hello, this is Marlene, host of Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. In today's show, we're featuring Better Eating International, a new nonprofit organization dedicated to vegan education, a new approach to vegan education. We'll be joined by two of the members of the seven-member team of Better Eating International. We start the first Friday of every month with Elfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. Here's Elfie.
I've found that seemingly logical assumptions are made about the world, at least by my own vegan kids. Like, cows and pigs must be pretty dumb if so many people eat them. Of course, I address this disparity of rights immediately and the inaccuracy of the assumption. After all, my family lives with a dog and cat and are fortunate enough to observe wildlife all around us. We even occasionally meet an animal who has been rescued from a shortened life as a food animal. It's an opportunity to talk about oppression and shows just how ingrained is the system, what we are really up against. I find this to be an ongoing conversation on those oppressive isms of the world. The mind of a child is continually assimilating knowledge and unpacking the complexities, as well as being influenced by the macrocosm. No matter how buried the intentions, hierarchy of power, or methods of historical sanitizations, after we have together weeded through the obfuscations, these little kids give a perfect summary. That's just not nice or fair. Once that appraisal is made, they have just one question left to answer. Who do you want to be in the world? That was Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tip. But remember, there's more beneath the surface.
That was Alfie Westgroves. Here in the WCUW studios, Worcester, Massachusetts, Alfie joins us the first Friday of every month on Vegan Nation. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Narrow. We are very fortunate to be joined by Better Eating International, a new nonprofit focusing on vegan education. And we are joined by Michael Wegman, the strategic director of Better Eating International, and Michelle Rojas, the managing director of Better Eating International. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks for having us, Marlene.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited about your work. This is phenomenal. Thank you very much. Much needed. And I love your strategy and your plans. And congratulations on becoming an official 501c nonprofit in April.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We were ready to launch this fundraiser, and we were told by the IRS that we were going to be ready to be a 501c3 by then. And we were just at the edge of our seats, hoping that it came through on time, and it did perfectly.
Wonderful.
Our nonprofit is trying to create a more inclusive vegan movement by using some of the same targeted marketing techniques used in other movements, such as the gay marriage movement. Large corporations use this as well to communicate with existing customers and potential customers that they're trying to convert. And we want to use those same techniques to really connect individuals and tell them about why veganism is important, why animal rights are important. So we will create short, targeted videos, maybe 30 seconds long, that don't take a lot of time to introduce different aspects of animal rights and answer different questions that they may have about why it's important. And once they understand that, we'll talk about how to implement a vegan diet. So lots of different messages for different people, but all coming back to the central core idea of promoting veganism and animal rights.
Wonderful. I'm very impressed with your approach. And Michelle, what brought you into volunteering and working with Better Eating International? Let's hear a little bit about you.
I have a long history of working in the nonprofit world in different capacities, different causes. My underlying interest, even as I worked in different organizations, was a passion for leaving the world in a better shape than I found it. That's become even more pressing after I had children. But I have really volunteered since grade school as a tutor. In grad school, I tutored the children of custodians of our school who were Spanish dominant speakers, and all kinds of other things, working with disadvantaged communities. My most recent work is with people with developmental disabilities. So lots of different groups, but always wanting to leave things in a better condition than I found it. And just a couple of years ago, I was having a moment of personal introspection where I said to myself, some things are so critical for humankind that I can't afford not to get involved. If I don't speak up, then I'm contributing to the problem. And I decided to become more vocal in certain issues, and this is one of them. I became vegan 5 years ago, and for health reasons, and I didn't really know anything about animal rights and ethical veganism, and it's been a very steep learning curve.
And I look forward to our conversation when we discuss into detail about culture, beliefs, and behavior. So thank you for that introduction, and thank you for your noble, important work, Michelle. And Michael, how about you?
I grew up in a very politically liberal household, and, you know, my parents kind of instilled a lot of very progressive values in me, and the value of activism and community service and whatnot. And I went vegetarian kind of just on a whim when I was 14. I was in my French class, and we were learning how to say the names of farmed animals in French and how to say the noises that they make in French, which, like, so a pig goes groin groin instead of oink, for instance. and then at the same time, we learned how to say their cuts of meat in French. And it was this big, like, aha moment for me, because I had never really thought of a pig going oink becoming bacon all in the same sentence before. And so I went vegetarian overnight, and I also got very involved a few years later in anti-war activism and environmental activism, and was doing a feeding program called Food Not Bombs. It's like a politically kind of oriented hunger feeding program, and it's all vegan, and most of the people in there were vegans. And I had kind of been thinking about going vegan already. It was just kind of an obvious time for me to make the switch completely. So I became vegan and was doing mostly environmental activism, and thought I was going to get involved professionally in the environmental movement after college. I was grew up in the West Coast, and I came out to the East Coast to Washington, D.C., hoping to find a job in the climate change fighting sector. And instead, I wound up working for a vegan nonprofit who had an entry-level job. And a few years later, I became one of the directors there. And so I gained a lot of skills in vegan advocacy, as well as in all the nonprofit, you know, necessary skills, fundraising and, you know, running a nonprofit and whatnot. I know there are a lot of tools that the vegan advocacy world has yet to really capitalize on. And so about a year ago, when some colleagues and I started looking at forming a new nonprofit, we kind of knew we wanted to really focus it on this target marketing. And so when we were able to be put in touch with Michelle, she has these fantastic marketing skills and fantastic other nonprofit running skills, as well as such a different life experience and perspective than say I have. And it was just a really wonderful fit for us to start working together.
Well, thank you both, and for your entire team. I really appreciate you sharing your vegan awareness and practice into activism, and now focusing it on your skills. And so let's hear about some of the marketing techniques using modern technology with Better Eating International.
Yeah, so what we will do is create a database of short animated videos on basic topics of why veganism is important and how to become vegan once you realize its importance. And these videos will be animated for a couple of reasons. One is that they will be shown online. Raw footage is very expensive to create. It also gets censored often. It has a very high shock value, and people might tune out. But with animation, people are drawn in and much more likely to watch the entire short video. So that's one reason. The other reason is because with animation, we can change details about a video while keeping the overall concept the same, but going to certain details with a video targeting one group of people and going to other details with a video that's targeting another group of people. So it allows us to be more flexible and more nimble in the creation of our content. And so we can respond quicker if we see a need in a particular community. It's much, much easier for us to be able to create content for them if we're using animation. So we will show our content on social media as short ads that appear in someone's social media feed page. They're shareable, so you can comment, you can send them to friends, check this out, what do you think? People can engage in conversation around them. And then after a period of time, we would show a different video, sort of part two of a sequence of 5, 6, 7 videos targeting a particular segment of our audience. And so through that sequence, we will introduce them to sort of different aspects of what we were talking about earlier, the whys and the hows of veganism.
Yeah, and I think the quick adjustment that Michelle is talking about is a really important thing to be touched on, because when you're working on a budget, of course, you almost always have to sacrifice either professional quality or cost or quick turnaround. That is, if you find a video production firm who is willing to produce things for a cheap price for a nonprofit that are professional, they usually put you on the back burner and it can take months to get new products from them. Or if you go with a company that's not offering you a discount, they might be quick and high quality, but then you're paying more than you could really afford. And by having an in-house creative team, and like Michelle said, by working with animation instead of having to reshoot raw footage every time, we'll be able to strike a balance between speedy process, very, very high quality process, and of course, our own, controlling the costs ourselves because it's our team that I think no other vegan marketing type organization has ever been able to do before. And the speed is really key, because that's usually the part that ends up being sacrificed. Is again, a nonprofit will outsource their production to a graphics team or something, which seems to make perfect sense. But then if you notice that something you're doing is not working and you ask them for a change, it can take weeks or even months before they get back to you with just a simple change or two. And so everything about our process is designed to be, I think Michelle used the word nimble, which I had never thought about before, but that's really the perfect word to describe it. The process is very, very flexible and very, very quick. So as new technologies and new ideas come our way, we'll be able to fold them into our flow seamlessly, rather than kind of being behind the curve and always reacting. We intend to be very, very proactive with our approach.
We're listening to Michael Wegman, Strategic Manager of Better Eating International, a new nonprofit organization dedicated to vegan education. We're also joined by Michelle Rojas, the Managing Director of Better Eating International. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Nero. We'll take a short break, and after this break, we'll continue our conversation with Michael and Michelle. We're listening to Joseph Peck with the Steel Pan Caribbean Band.
You are listening to WCUW 91.3 FM Worcester. Usted está escuchando WCUW 91.3 FM en Worcester.
On the first Saturday afternoon of each month, hop on WCUW's Magic Carpet for a musical trip to the Near and Middle East with host Ed Malikian on Music of the Whole Earth. Ed presents music ranging from traditional folk to selections with a jazz rock fusion feel, and featuring musicians from Armenia, Turkey, Greece, and the countries of the Middle East. American musicians who focus on the music of the Near and Middle East are also highlighted. Music of the Whole Earth, every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WCUW Worcester, your community radio station, streaming live at wcuw.org.
You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at wcuw.org. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. And we'll continue our conversation with Michelle Rojas, Managing Director of Better Eating International, and Michael Wegman, Strategic Director of Better Eating International, a new nonprofit organization with a new approach to vegan education. Michelle is joining us via Skype in Los Angeles, California, and Michael is joining us via Skype in Baltimore, Maryland.
The videos are primarily going to be delivered as in-stream ads. So, you know, if you're watching a video on YouTube, often there's an ad that shows before what you're watching. If you're watching videos on something like Hulu or ESPN.com, there are often videos either shown before or even during, you know, in between the programming, just like commercials on TV. The difference, though, with all of these, unlike commercials on TV, is how much more customized there are. So there's algorithms that basically kind of determine based on your viewing habits and whatnot, what type of ads are best to be run for you. And that's what we'll be able to do, but with vegan content instead of selling products. And so the messages will primarily be delivered not through social media, but through in-stream advertisements. And they'll be delivered over sequence. So like Michelle said, there's the whys and the hows. And so someone might watch the chicken farming video on a pre-roll ad on YouTube on their computer. And then later that day or the next day, they'll be on their tablet, you know, watching something on Hulu. And they'll get the dairy farming video that way, or the climate change video. And then a day or a couple days later, they might be on their mobile phone, you know, watching something else, ESPN.com or CNN.com or something. And they'll get the properly stock a vegan fridge video that way on a different day. And so the ads will be delivered basically in sequence. And once they start turning them down, if they say, you know, don't show me more videos like this, then, you know, they'll be taken out of our flow. But if they keep watching them, they'll be delivered more, each of them ending with a call to either join our email list or like us on Facebook, which is where the support will continue. So the emails and Facebook will offer further down the line vegan support resources.
Wonderful. I like your strategy. And again, thank you. And I love how that you have it as set up for empowering the youth for vegan education. And Michelle, can you tell us more about that?
Certainly. So we wanted to give young people information and tools for implementing vegan eating, having conversations with their loved ones about why this is something that they want to pursue, finding other like-minded people in online and also in their geographical vicinity that they could connect with for socialization or for trying out new recipes. Given your budget, where do you eat out? If you all of a sudden find yourself in the situation, how do you order at a restaurant that is not a vegan restaurant, but you're trying to continue with your vegan diet?
And I really like how Better Eating International provides the practical daily applications of how we can transition into a vegan diet. And as I see it, veganism is love. Vegan is love, and the opposite of veganism is violence, in that it takes cultural transformation and in our culture, in our beliefs and our behaviors to change, because we've been so steeped in a global culture that is based on discrimination and misogyny and injustice and exploitation and oppression. And, of course, veganism is the key to cultural transformation, to transform all of that into beauty and joy, justice, equality, egalitarianism, sustainability, and to solve the problems that have just been going on century after century after century. So I understand that that's the philosophy, but it's a different story when it comes to how to make that happen on a practical daily level. And that's what I really appreciate, that all of you are sharing your skills and talents to make this work in a very effective manner.
And also, Marlene, like you were just saying, people are making these decisions about whether or not to try veganism in the context of all these other issues that affect their lives. The same person who is facing sexism is someone that we would want to talk to. Another individual who is experiencing racism ageism, what have you, those are the people we're talking to. So there's pain, and we recognize that. We wanted to take into consideration all the very complicated lives that people lead.
Thank you. And I know this is deep on an institutional level, governmental level, and the corporate level. And so give you best wishes for your success with your Kickstarter campaign. So we have a few more minutes left in the interview. Can we hear about that, please?
Yeah. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to. We'd love to talk about how your listeners can help. Obviously, this is an ambitious campaign, an ambitious program, and it's really the first time that the movement has tried to leverage a lot of the meat industry's tools against them. You know, the meat industry is very privy to all of these exact same marketing tools that we're talking about. And so they, you know, they're working to get different demographics to all buy their same product, and our movement has yet to counter that. And this is the first time that, you know, we're really trying to do that. This is not a free program, and it's not going to happen for just a few thousand dollars. And so we're looking to raise just shy of $100,000 on Kickstarter, which is all actually going to be doubled by a generous foundation that believes in this project, but wants to know that the movement believes in it too. You know, they're not willing to be the sole funders of a project like this. And we're doing really well. We're over halfway. So we're seeking to raise $97,000 on Kickstarter, which will be doubled. And we're over halfway there. We're past $50,000. And we've got a few more days left in the campaign. And we know that if people can get us over this line, again, their donation will go twice as far. And they'll be able to, you know, help us try something brand new in the movement that's going to allow us to kind of go head-to-head with the industry itself in the marketing sphere.
Wonderful.
To add, Marlene, that the campaign on Kickstarter ends May 10th, so if people would like to contribute and support it, the time is of the essence, and we need all the support that we can get as quickly as people can give it.
Thank you, and best wishes to you, Michelle, and to you, Michael, and also for your team. I was very impressed with your team, and I read about your team on your website, bettereating.com, and it's wonderful that you have a team of 7 vegans, 7 professionals who can make this happen.
Yeah, Marlene, this is hands down the best team that I've had the opportunity to work with. Folks are incredibly professional, talented, collaborative, helpful, humble, always looking for feedback. And the level of emotional intelligence collectively in the group is the highest I've seen in my years in the workplace. I'm convinced that if anybody can make this concept work, it's this group of folks, because they're incredibly dedicated and so very good at what they do. So very good at what they do.
Thank you. And Michael, do you have any closing messages for our listeners?
Oh, no. Everything that Michelle just said, I think, is absolutely spot on, and I'd like to leave it on the note that she just said.
Thank you. And Michelle, do you have any additional messages that you'd like to leave for our listeners?
Thank you to everyone who listened today. I hope that you are compelled to make a contribution on our Kickstarter. And we are available to answer any questions you may have, either on our Facebook page or Instagram, Twitter. Reach out to us. We're there, and we'll get back to you quickly.
Thank you. We're listening to Michelle Rojas, the Managing Director of Better Eating International. And we're also joined by Michael Wegman, the Strategic Director of Better Eating International, a new nonprofit organization focused on using modern technology and marketing techniques for an inclusive and empowering vegan education. And is there any other contact information that you can leave for our listeners?
Kickstarter.bettereating.com. And if someone messages us there, we can also reply there as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
I think your program is very, very important and very powerful and very effective.
That means a lot to me. Thank you, Marlene.
Yeah, it means a lot to me.
Okay, best wishes. Bye. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And now we're moving on to Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tips. Alfie joins us the first Friday of every month.
This is Alfie's Vegan Parenting Tip number 21. Raising vegan kids, particularly without having the experience of being a vegan kid myself, I worried about them coping with living in a non-vegan world. Would they cry in horror at a Thanksgiving shared with non-vegan relatives? with a run out of school lunchrooms inconsolable. But I've been pleasantly surprised and proud at the understanding they express, the compassionate acceptance, patience, and self-care they have utilized as part of what we call their coping utility belts. It amazes me. They have taken on the role of little teachers and continually show that they are building such a thoughtful understanding of the world. My oldest, Ha'el, will say, they haven't learned to be vegan. My youngest, Atreyu, categorizes the behavior choices and sees it as a process of awakening. Little bit vegan, vegan, and super vegan. Ha'el correlates the health of the planet with the number of vegans in the world. And he recently asked me about the number. I told him we are presently at about 16 million. And you are one of them if you choose to be. That was Alfie's vegan parenting tip. But remember, there's more beneath the surface.
Okay, and now we're very fortunate that next week on Vegan Nation, we'll be joined by Sherry Vandersloos of Maple Farm Sanctuary in Mendon, Massachusetts. Sherry and her husband, Jim, transformed their dairy into a vegan sanctuary. Jim had a dairy of the bovines, the cows, and Sherry had a dairy of the goats. They had a change of heart and are now a vegan sanctuary. And they're also having a potluck celebration and tour on May 13th. Check it out at maplefarmsanctuary.org. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And we're going to go out with more of the conversation with Michael and Michelle. Veganism is the start, the key to cultural transformation. Of course, as you know, there's just so many problems that just go on and on and on. And I really see that veganism is very important. And yet whenever veganism, in my experience, has been approached to all the different social justice groups, they totally ignore it and say, oh, that's animals. We're not an animal rights group. I'm like, no. This is much broader than that. And so I'm trying, that's one of my missions, is to kind of help the social justice activists make the connection that the key to the change that we've all been working for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries, here's something that can really boost everybody's activism.
But in my own experience, I was telling someone else that becoming vegan increased or strengthened my connection to everything else. My connection to other people, to all life, my connection to the environment and other causes that I care about deeply.
And let's have a recap of the Kickstarter campaign for Better Eating International.
Yeah, Marlene, I'd like to add that the campaigning ends on May 10th, which is next Wednesday. And so we just have 5 days left before we wrap it up. It's very important to us that people who are inclined to support it and contribute financially do so as soon as possible. Pledges, online help, and also sharing the campaign with other like-minded people who you think might support it as well.
Yeah, I agree with everything Michelle said, and I think one even further thing that people might not remember is that it's an all-or-nothing campaign. So if we fall short of our goal, every single pledge is refunded, which means there's no consequence to making your pledge because, it's only going to get taken out of your bank account if we are funded. But it also means that we need every single penny that we're asking for. If we raise $95,000, we get absolutely nothing. If we raise $97,000, we get twice that because it'll be doubled by a foundation. So like Michelle said, 5 more days to get over this line. And we definitely need the support of everyone who thinks that this empowering and inclusive approach to vegan education is needed.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Marlene. It was great.
Join us next week at this time where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.